I'm starting this.
All right. Well, looks like about ready.
Yep.
Welcome to the Moab Town Advisory Board meeting for August 29th. Call our meeting to order, and I'd ask Sherry Lyman to give us our opening prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, so grateful for our community, and we're grateful for these community leaders. And we ask that Thou bless our community with strength and health and the ability to overcome challenges. And please be with our leaders that they will be able to understand what needs to be done and have the wisdom and the strength to do it. And these things we pray for in the name of the Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay, please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Hello, hello. Welcome tonight. We don't have too much on the agenda, but formally tell everybody who we are. I'm Ryan Udall.
Lynn Wren.
Jamie Shakespeare.
Bob Lang.
Jennifer Donner, Commissioner Merlin, Patrick Selvis.
John Stasky, Park County Parks and Recreation.
Good. Good to have you guys.
Good to grab you last week.
Thanks for being here. Okay. We will kind of skip through our public comment. We'll wait for, hold that till last. I'd like to go ahead and approve the July 11th minutes from last month. To have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes from our last meeting.
Okay. Anybody just want to second that?
I'll do it.
Okay. All right. We approved the minutes.
James can't even vote.
Yeah, you can't. All right. And then we'll like to go ahead and approve the agenda minutes for August 29th tonight. And hold or combine any items. So I'll go ahead and move that we approve the agenda for tonight.
I'll second it.
All right. Clark County School District bus route for discussion only. What do we have here?
I have nothing, Mr. Chair.
I have a map.
You have a map?
Well, when you look at it on a map, it's scary. Just the sheer isolation of the path that they're taking up to this school. Do you want to take this?
Yeah,
I mean, when you look at it, it's like it's scary. And then the washes that run across there.
We're talking about the path that we just paid for along Henry Road. So was that a waste of money? Should we not have that path?
No.
I see lots of people use it.
Okay. You just don't want the kids using it.
Well, our intention, no, the kids are fine, but it's I think they should have a school bus.
The what? I'm sorry.
I think they should have a bus.
Oh.
They're having them walk now.
Are we having lots of parents calling and asking for this?
No, it's just...
Haven't heard anything yet.
Say again?
I haven't heard any complaints.
It's like 50-50. It's like, you know, it is what it is.
Can you give me names and numbers?
It is.
You got to give me names and numbers of who's calling you, because thankfully this is not a county commission issue. But I can get through to your school board trustee, as well as... Amelia has a name and email, but she did not hear back from them, is what she just wrote on this piece of paper. For the folks in charge of the bus routes, but saying that one of the town board members, who I don't, do you have a child in school right now?
I.
Okay.
But I'm totally cool with my bus. crowd.
Well, they took the bus away from us here on Henry Road. They have no bus.
I don't think anyone here gets the bus, right?
No, they don't. If you're, how's
yeah,
it, is it a mile and a half?
The parents,
I mean, for elementary school.
Ones, kindergarten through at least third grade, they're just driving them. It's
so you don't need to do anything with that. Because,
okay.
I mean, you could take the map and show Marilyn what the kids, where the kids.
She's going to ask
like,
me to give it to the school board trustee.
Well, have her give it. Because this is from here to the school. There's nothing. It's just isolated out there in the middle of nowhere. And I don't think the kids, and I don't think any kids are walking. I think the parents are just driving, which is, you know, it's like, we just think it's unfair.
And you know,
we had no idea that.
The map does me no good. I'm happy to hand this out to somebody, but what I need are names and phone numbers of parents that I can put in touch with the folks
well,
that do the bus route.
Well, the parents that I've heard from, this is their view. It's Moapa. We get what we get, and we deal with our lot in life. If they take the school buses away from us, then we drive our kids to school.
So no, they don't want to give their name and number. Is that what you're telling them?
I don't know if they want to give their name and number, but that's where the attitude's gone from, you know, it's like, you know.
So what
Moapa.
Do you want to see happen with?
Well, I would like to see the children bused like they used to be. On Henry Road.
I believe because of the trail is why it went away.
Oh,
I can't confirm that. So
no,
again,
it is. It,
we got to do one or the other. Now, I don't see the county spending money to pull that trail out to get the bus back.
We didn't. Our board did not recommend putting that trail in with the idea that the bus services would be pulled from our children. We put the bike path in there for parents,
recreation.
Kids,
yeah.
For recreation. For recreation and the fact that it makes it safer for everybody that walks Henry Road, the adults,
well,
for the children
the bus route. So
bicycle.
Do you want to go to a school board meeting? This isn't the forum to be bringing it up, so I'm trying to help you, but you're not giving me much to go with other than you personally want to see children who you don't have attending the school ride on a bus.
Well, I feel it's my responsibility as a member
to be
of
the voice,
board,
absolutely.
To be the voice,
for sure.
And
but
for
I need the people
for safe. For safe. The well, parents don't care anymore.
Let me give you an example.
Help me.
Okay,
sure.
I was coming home because after right when school was getting out, I was coming home. It was last week. Anyway, there was a group of kids walking and riding bikes, and there was a dad on a ranger like thing, and he was riding on the road, but he was going so slowly, he was right there with the kids.
Like an ATV?
Yeah, to make sure that they were okay. He wasn't on the path, because that's illegal, but he was going so slowly that, no offense, and I know Officer Bradford's here, and I'll just say it anyway, I passed the ATV, and so did the bus behind me. So those double yellow buttons, they weren't working at that time. But the parent was obviously worried about the kids' safety, so that's what he does.
There's no room on the ATV, the kids on the ATV?
Not that many kids.
Okay.
He was riding all the kids that...
Do you
but
know
from,
who he is, that
from
you
what?
Can contact him so I can put him in touch with the school board trustee?
Yes, I need to...
Janice, we know there's no use fighting it.
Oh yeah, I've been to those ones.
So, and I'm happy to go with you guys.
Actually, I think CF's going to take this up, especially after what happened today with the school bus going
okay.
to football. Because if they're going to start cutting off all bus service out here, I got to find out where those buses are actually being used. And if it's for people in Vegas that only have two miles to go. Let's not go there
if we don't know the answer. Let's just
well,
find out what the answer is.
I've got to find out why they're cutting our buses.
Is there any special needs kids that get bussed out here in the...
That I don't know.
And yes. Kindergarten
school,
kids,
school
aren't all kindergarten children
kindergarten
supposed to be
bused,
bused?
But I could be wrong, because the kindergartner that was living down the street from me, their transportation letter said they would not be getting bus service. So.
And I, the other day, the other Friday morning at, what must have been, 8:15, 8:20, so this was not a high school bus.
Right. Right, that comes at 6:20.
A school bus came down Isola Road.
Oh, okay.
And went down to the end and turned around and came back, and I thought,
why are there people getting on it?
What?
I haven't been.
It's like, there. I don't know if anybody got on. All I know is it went down to the end of Henry Road, turned around, and came back up. I don't know if they picked up kids, but it was like an elementary school bus. I'm
it
like,
was the time period.
What on
I
earth?
We need to find out what's going on, because yeah. maybe there's a school bus and the parents don't know about it.
Yeah, it's like... But that's the only morning, you know, I'm out there every morning. That's the only morning that I've
yeah.
seen the school bus go
and
down there. But I was like,
meetings and teaching, so what's
I thought we didn't have bus service. It's like, what's this bus
so
doing?
So we'll find out
here?
From the school.
Yeah, our...
Yeah, what? We're going to have to find. I'm going to have to make some calls.
I mean, what was that bus doing on Isola if there was like...
Yeah, unless they were lost.
All right. Okay. We got to get you out of here at 7:30.
Yeah.
No planning and zoning?
Correct.
And any general business?
Yes, and I think that Amelia invited John here, and quite frankly, John, I don't think you have anything to add, do you? I don't think so. Okay, so.
Thank you for coming.
Yep.
We'd like to see you.
The budget dollars for Ron Lewis Walking Path was approved at the August 19th Board of County Commission meeting. Stand by.
19th.
August 15th, 1-5. August 15th, the Shadow Rock Shade Structures down in Vegas, Overton Playground renovation in our lifetime. That was approved. Thomas Levitt Park improvements and Ron Lewis Park walking path. So all of those were approved and they're all going to be done.
Oh, good.
Is that county money? Is that our park tax money? Is that
county?
That's county capital.
County capital, so we still have our tax, our
yes,
ending
that's
balance.
Not, that's not from that.
Yeah.
That we can
that's
use for something.
Yeah.
I saw soccer fields on there, but that's not going to
yes,
go very
please.
Far for us.
Okay, so we've been asking for years and years and years, because it's, when they built this park, they put in the decomposed granite walkway, which in some parts is still in existence. But a lot of parks, because there's a mixture of fescue and Bermuda out here.
Yeah.
The Bermuda overtakes it. All over by the splash pad, it's been completely overtaken. I cried because I wanted to bring up the little sand pro tool that we have, and they prepped the ball field with it. But I'd like them to make, I've always said, until they could get what we just did, to widen it so they could take that down and blade it and keep it at least nice. Well, that's been resolved. So my desire would be to go and do the original path, but then also tie it to the pavilion so that people at the pavilion have access to the restroom without coming all the way down here and going all the way back.
Yeah.
Which I've walked it with Gail Lindsay and Glenn Barnum, the RPM guy that lives on the park, and we felt like we could take and tie in the pavilion with a new asphalt walking path, which has to all go through RPM and stuff. But
well, it's going to be asphalt now.
Something nice. It's something permanent, not just decomposed granite. That's how much was it that they approved, Janice?
Your paving improvements at Milwaukee Community Center is $632,000.
Good. That should put in something.
Yeah.
So that's going to be like a track, like at the high school. That's
something, something nice. I said a combination of, I would be happy with a combination of asphalt that you walk on because it gives a little more, and then the curbing being concrete so that it doesn't deteriorate, so that it doesn't, the grass doesn't grow up through it.
Yeah, if you put it down low enough, you give it a.
Some of the description is really.
It gives it something to put the asphalt against to get the edges hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you pound asphalt with a loose end, it just gravels.
North and South Law.
Wait, you said pavement. The paving project should be separate than the walking path.
Yes, it is.
Okay. The paving. So the walking path, we're not looking at in the next couple months getting the walking path. We're looking at getting the pavement, hopefully, in the next couple months, because they were supposed to come and take core samples soon. for a parking, this parking lot's scheduled to be paved. That was last year, sometime last year, I thought. Yes, James?
May 31st of this year, in the last 30 days, negotiations were finalized, final agreement sent to purchasing, so preparation.
We should get the parking lot done so that we don't have it washed out every time it rains and stuff. And hopefully, we'll meet with RPM staff to go over that and ensure that they have the, I don't know if you guys call them valley gutters, that, I call them valley gutters, to make sure that in a big rainstorm, when it all washes down from over here on the road, it goes somewhere.
It's not supposed to go.
I'm not an engineer, so I can't tell you where it goes. I just want to make sure that the parking lot...
Downhill.
Well, we don't want to flood it. Obviously, that's their job to make sure
it doesn't flood somebody else's lot. Yeah, we don't want it going through the church parking lot and funneling through Barlow and making a mess.
It all winds up falling in this
But I just want to make sure that it's something that's nice at last. It doesn't deteriorate. So that we can line it and have parking.
Overlay two inch thick parking stall restripe, ADA striping signage, remove and reinstall concrete bumper blocks, remove and dispose of existing tree stump, accessibility path, travel upgrades and alterations.
So 2 inches, we're talking about asphalting 2 inches, right? Is that you guys know? I just hear 2 inches and figure that's good. So it'll be a standard quality parking lot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're just overlaying it, right?
It says mill and overlay 2 inch
though.
Is that good? Doesn't sound like the mill still like a hot.
Not good.
Well, it's not that bad here because
it's affordable.
The nature of the material here is not so bad. And if you were to do that some areas in the valley, you need to build a base underneath it.
Okay, so is that gonna resolve our flooding problem? That's what we're concerned.
It depends on how they design the drainage of it. If it's gonna keep the drainage from the fire station area, take it around the parking lot, and yes, that will alleviate a lot of problems. But if it goes across the asphalt, then that's not going to be good.
Are you going to be? Did you say you're going to be in that meeting?
I'll be wherever. Right. I just want to make sure that we get something that's quality, so that we stand top. We know that, I have to go to the fairgrounds every day. When they put that parking lot in, the little bit of pavement they did, nobody has ever come and done any kind of resealing or stuff on it. And so it's going to hell in a handbasket. And I put in requests, and I say, that's a capital. So I'm watching it deteriorate every single month. I just see it go down and down and down. Why are we going to do a new parking lot if we're just going to have to watch it deteriorate and not be able to do anything? That's my whole point, is I want to do something that's going to last, withstand the regular flooding that we get.
We want to protect the investment. This is taxpayer dollars, and we want to protect their investment.
I don't know the amount of money, though. That could be the problem.
I got you.
But it needs maintenance. I agree with you. It needs to be maintained.
I just want to get something that's going to last so that if they come this year, if we schedule all our soccer games here and have all these kids showing up, and what's really nice this year, we can kind of bank on it's going to be here next year, not that it got washed away and we're just done. And there's nothing to do.
Okay. I'll bring that up.
I'm not bragging. I'm sincerely not bragging.
No, you're happy. I know you are.
Okay.
Moapa Community Center Town Advisory Board audio visual installation, because all the people that attend the meeting, I know they can't ever see anything or hear what we're talking about. So we're spending $116,000 on 15 speakers, amplifier, rack, wireless mic, control board, assisted listening devices, 10 receivers, overhead camera system, PC for controller, projector system with screen, so you won't have to schlep around your speakers anymore. And then the Justice Court is getting a security surveillance system for $67,000. So those are the fun things happening in Moapa.
Wow.
How about flag lights?
That's coming. So what I just read you, and you've just started to allude to something too. For the next funding year budget request. Okay. So that's all for that.
Okay.
So now we can go to number two, Mr. Chair, and that talks about what we just asked about. Want to read number two?
Yes, number two is to discuss and take public input regarding suggestions for next funding year budget request.
So right off the top of the bat, I remember that Marilyn told me to ask you, if you folks had, say, $500,000 laying around, nothing to do with money that you collect, that's just for District B, what would you like to see? don't have to answer me tonight unless you have something you want to throw out tonight, because by NRS, this taking input for the next year's budget request has to be on three separate agendas. It has to be noticed and posted three times. So I think, is this the second?
It seems to me that we discussed this once before.
Okay, so I will review with you.
But I think we had like $15 to spend. Now you're saying there's
a possibility. You got a little bit more this time.
$500,000.
For years, but what have you had in your bank account? I mean, everyone has struggled for the last decade since the big crash and whatever it was, 07.
I know, it's like, where are they getting all this money?
Well, Sniplum was coming around and selling land again, and things are getting healthy and
well,
better. So for parks, we had to construct the walking path around the park, and that's going to happen, so we can cross that off. Portable sign for events on 168, mm-hmm. That's still on there. Lights for the flags, 18 poles to go with, I'm assuming, the 18 lights and the American flags for 168. Uh-huh. And I'll tell you that Sandy Valley is doing something. I wanted to mention it to you. It might be in the rural newsletter that Megan sends out. They're doing some kind of welcome to Sandy Valley signs, which we're going to talk about, the welcome to Moapa sign. Shoot myself over. So maybe, again, you got another meeting, you got a month or whatever to think about this, but we're keeping the flags and the poles and the lights as a request.
Yes.
On our wish list, there's the soccer fields.
And soccer fields is number four. And that's all parks.
John, do we need lighting? Do we need more lights here?
That's the only reason that we have, not the only reason. Obviously, the park is the most complete park we have, but it's a major reason why we have all the soccer teams here.
Because of the lights. We have lighting. So if we had more soccer fields, we'd need more lights.
We need more lights. Definitely. Lights, any field that we do, we need to have lights.
Lighted soccer fields, I got you. RPM, painting the exterior of the rec center.
That's cool.
That's the only thing under RPM. Public Works, repave Sim, Red Cloud, Barlow, and pave lower parking lot by the splash pad, and that's being done too.
Okay, so Sim's number one on our road.
Repave
list.
Sim.
That should be number one.
Number one, repave Red Cloud.
That should be number two.
And repave Barlow.
Well, Barlow is going to be like a complete, there's no paving on, well,
to pave Barlow?
Part of Barlow on the other side of Lawson's pave, but I think we're talking about from Lawson through the church this way, and it's a dirt path. That's more than pave. That's major.
On Sim, we need to do a real construction on that, not like we did with the rest of that Warm Spring branch, where we just...
Oh, they. It's,
overlay
it
the
is.
Existing ground.
Oh no,
so
it's.
We actually have to dig down, get a good base under it, and put real.
It's my understanding that that's what the plan is. This has already been engineered.
Okay. Are there other roads? We'll start at the bottom. What can you bring me up?
But that little part of Simskin is huge. That's a major undertaking.
If you're happy, we can leave it. Sim, Red Cloud, and Barlow.
Yeah.
Okay, painting the exterior. The rec center is still there, the portable sign, the flags and lights, and the soccer fields. Anything you want to add? Anybody?
I don't think so.
If you had to choose to blow through the $500,000, I don't think that's going to pave Sim.
It's not
going to build soccer fields. So your portable sign, your flags with lights, or painting the rec center, where would you throw the money out of those three?
Flags and the sign. Well, flags and the sign and the paint, that's not 500.
Okay, let me see if we can get that done. Are you whispering? What are you whispering? You're smiling, that's good.
For 18 flags and lights, it's 500,000.
It's a Tuesday
night. Whatever we can do on the soccer fields.
Cattail. It's the end of your thing. How's your puppy?
What? She's wonderful. You know, she's like about 8 pounds. She is a working girl. I will.
Okay, sorry, I divorced. So, you're happy? That's good?
Yep. Oh, before I forget, on the sweeper, are we going to be able to sweep that that trail, Harley Trail?
Yes.
Is there
on
a maintenance
plan
for that?
You're not on the list. So Amelia's listening. She'll talk with Terry Berglund at Road Maintenance and find out when your schedule is to be on your trail. On your trail, right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, on the trail. And what might not be a bad idea, too, if they want to, all that loose gravel?
Yep. Spray it?
Well, compact.
I knew this was coming. I knew it.
Just get a roller and roll it.
Okay.
You know, like a
Terry will get it.
Get a water truck and hit it with the water truck and
but
work
you
down
don't,
and just
you
roll it.
You haven't had any complaints from any
there.
Residents about the rock. I told you you
because
wouldn't
Because you
get,
told me earlier, they said, it doesn't
any,
matter. I don't care.
You wouldn't get any complaints.
Why not?
From Moapa.
Why not?
We're just not like that.
We're just not
like that. We're not complainers. We're doers.
Okay. But that'd keep the maintenance down too.
Sure.
Because it'll compact
instead
it
of keep coming to Russia, whatever it's called. All right, if you're good with that, we still got another meeting we got to talk about. So if you come up with something and under public comment, I'll talk about it.
Okay. Why don't we go to public comment?
All right.
Janice, you're up first.
Okay. What are you doing with your Welcome to Moapa sign?
Got
money's up December 31st, so let's... How much did you get?
$1,500.
Wow.
Yeah, and trust me, there's a minimum now, thanks to Moapa. Yeah, the little ones just... Every single outside agency grant must go to a 501c3. Can't go to a for-profit company. We wouldn't give money to people that are making a profit. All the money goes to a 501c3.
Right.
Town boards aren't even included. But because it got in there somehow, and I don't even remember how that came to be, who did we choose? Not PIC, but Friends of PIC, or?
No, it was...
What's it called?
It's
Partners in Conservation, but yes. It's not PIC. They have a 501c3 to do this specific stuff. So my understanding is they're happy to take the check for you, but I guess to satisfy the OAG, it's a grant.
So April's emailed me just last week. I've talked to her a couple of times now. We just got to go buy the materials. We've got a lot of stuff donated already. We just have to get, and we got a owner approval to put it down there in Glendale.
Right. Yep, all that.
But
okay,
so now I just have to get with Northwest and Adams to get that finalized. And I've tried a few times. And
what's it going
to
be?
What's what going to be?
What's the sign going to be?
It's going to be some boulder monuments and then steel.
Like that horsey cutout, kind of a western thing that we looked at, stamped.
They did it. They worked on a design.
Dwayne,
yeah, that's mostly what our committee was just the design aspect of it. And
yeah, and so... that's kind of where we're at.
Are you my contact for it now?
Yeah. And it's also, like, you know, it's tied into an Eagle Scout.
It's his
scout.
It's tied into an Eagle Scout project.
Okay.
And so, you know, that's kind of another part of the equation.
So the money will pay for the material.
So she just wants receipts. So we gotta go out and purchase material and get the receipts to her, and then she'll be satisfied.
Okay.
And then I think we'll have the fall and...
Yeah,
we're
going
to try to get it done this fall.
Yeah.
It's slow process.
Yeah.
So
that's, you know, that's what it's like. I was a mom of an Eagle Scout, and it's like, you know, just between everything
like
else these kids do
for a year, though, before it ever was going to be an Eagle Scout project. No? The other gal was on the board.
Sally, no, this has always been an Eagle Scout project, and they just, you know, they can take some time. My son's was doing half of the walking path. He had a partner, and the two of them worked, got their Eagle Scouts by redoing the whole walking path out there.
Kid that did the conics box.
But it took...
A kid jammed. That was awesome.
It took a good two years to get them, you know, going on
it. Well, I'm working through Liz to get... to West, and so it's kind of call and wait, call and wait, call and wait. because we still have to give, she would like a rendering and that kind of stuff, and so I'm waiting on some calls back and stuff. Okay.
So. I'm going to keep on you because December 31st is going to be here before we want it to be.
Yeah. But they just need receipts for the stuff, so I can.
Which means you have to buy it first. Mm-hmm. And then you get reimbursed. Okay. You're having a meeting on this September, and you're not done with public comment, but just for me to finish, September 26th, you've got choose your person for CDAC, and it hopefully is going to be the last one for the budget requests. So there will be a meeting September 26th. And I don't know if Tim wants us to call him. I'd like to make sure he's part of one of those meetings when we talk about budget requests.
Yeah. Probably have to.
That'd be the next meeting then. Because I do believe this is our second.
Yeah,
that's why you have those, yeah. Our second meeting discussing the budget.
Okay, that's all I have.
All right. Anybody else have any public comment?
John, you drove all the way over here.
Don't leave, John. I got something for you to tell you about.
Okay.
The river, the part that BLM fixed, mm-hmm. is washed out.
Mm-hmm.
Again?
Mm-hmm. JJ's aware of it.
Okay.
They're working on a fix.
It's pretty insane. There was a mountain climb walk.
What does that mean?
That I literally had to mountain climb my way out of it.
Oh, the rock came to your house?
No.
I like
to run to the river.
Oh.
And when I had noticed it, well, the only way I had to climb down and then climb back up to go. And then Belle's house got flooded out really bad the other day. They have new people moving in.
Yep, I talked to the neighbor who helped them.
And they were there the day that it was flooding, mm-hmm. so I was like, that was a nice welcoming to the neighborhood.
Well, at least they know what
they're doing. That was my next door neighbors, too. They park their big RV, and I'm like, probably not a good place. Oh, we're fine. Took them, I don't know, a month to get it out. Yeah, it's like, welcome to Moapa.
We still have boats down on.
So just as long as they know about it.
Moapa Valley. Yeah, Marilyn called Gailmore Smith. I called JJ.
I gotta go.
And they're working on a fix.
I gotta go.
Do you have any contact with the post office or any influence or anything at all with how to tell you?
The feds, no.
Because I have had a couple people really upset there. I did check our mail at about 4:20, 4:25, and the post office closes at 4.
Uh-huh.
And he has to stay there until the mail trucks come to about 4:45. But he will not give you a package. He will not give you let you sign something certified. He will not let you. He's closed.
He's there, but he locks the door.
Right, but is there any way they could have somebody that does one day a week at each of the post offices, Bunkerville, Logandale, Overton, and us, so they could stay open an extra hour and a half or something one day a week?
Would you be willing to give up a Saturday for that?
I would.
Okay.
But I've had Ron Leachman was one of the ones that was, he was just spitting mad.
That's Ron.
And then a older Mexican gentleman, I did not know who he was. I've seen him, I don't know him.
Okay.
He was...
Because you could see the guy.
Yeah. And no, he let me know how he felt, too. And he apparently knows me, but I don't know who he is.
He let you feel that, he let you know that he didn't care that he was there?
No, this was one of the customers.
Oh, no, I mean the worker in there.
Oh, Joel.
Joel?
Oh, Joel, you know him.
Yeah,
of course.
Well, yeah, he's...
And he's by the book. He just
closed the door.
Yeah, he's closed.
Okay.
And he has to scan things that are registered or things like that. His scanner's shut down for the day. But Chris would just give it to you, and Anne would just let you do it. If she was there, she'd have, But this is a rural town. Most of the people who live here don't work here.
Yeah.
And most of them don't get home until 6 o'clock or so. And it's been closed for 2 hours then, but they could just stay open until 5 o'clock one day a week.
Mm-hmm. They're open at 9, so that kind of cuts you out in the morning, getting your stuff. So we're...
You know, it's almost, and they won't give you home delivery, and they, you know, it's just...
Okay.
That's one thing that the Constitution says they're supposed to do for us. I mean, we have a lot of stuff that's not in there that they do for us. I don't know if you have any influence or any pull or anything at all you can do with that, but when I get there, it's right after it closes, and everybody who knows I'm on the town board lets me know how they feel about it.
My fear is that the higher-ups are going to act a lot like Joel, but I can ask. I'm just going to find out who to ask.
Because when I call, it's useless.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay. Anybody else?
Just to let you guys know, September, I have general management here, my director, and we're sending out our public use panel.
Okay.
It's
not a tiny trail. Roughly a mile
long. Okay. Smooth till grande. Yep.
We're going to talk about this in a future meeting?
Yep. And we're going to have a meeting here.
Okay.
And everyone in who lives in Moapa is going to attend.
Yeah, right.
If I have to go door to door, I told you. I've said it in every meeting. I'm not going to hear later. Oh, I don't think we should put houses there. If it's zoned for houses, we're going to put houses there. So.
I think everybody should be here.
I do too.
When's the meeting?
Haven't chosen one yet.
Figure one out.
They got backlogged with some township in Vegas, and Sunrise Manor, which should have been done in the third quarter, won't be done now until the fourth quarter in November, which has pushed these three communities, Overton, Logandale, and Glendale, into more like, I don't know, I don't want to tell you for sure, because I got to talk to the planning folks. And Marilyn was adamant in a meeting that she had recently that they're split. Overton's going to have one, and if you live in Moapa, you don't get to say. Lovendale's going to have one, and if you live in Overton, you don't get to come over and say. She wants it to be the community. What do you want to see in your neighborhood?
Good.
So.
Okay. We'll make sure we get people here.
Okay. Vern couldn't be here tonight. We're having a road on Moapa Valley, and that's in the paper, and he'll be putting that in the paper for each one of the three meetings. I just don't have dates yet.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is that everybody?
Okay, so our next meeting is September 26th, and we will adjourn.
Yep, and we'd like Tim here on the phone.
Yeah. I'll let him know.